Hey there, eco heroes. Does the amount of plastic waste in society drive you crazy? Do you like to party and entertain, but lead a busy lifestyle and want some single-use options that aren't going to throw your green guilt into overdrive? If that's you, stay tuned because today I'm talking to my first real-life eco hero, Tina Hart from Eco Party Box. Welcome to the Eco Chat podcast. I'm your host, Laura Trotter, and I'm here to show you how you can create an eco-ceptional life you love without compromising your lifestyle. Tune in for inspiring interviews with real-life eco-heroes, plus my own theories, thoughts, and tips for sustainable living. I'm all about making green mainstream, and I'd love to help you on your eco journey. So let's get started. I brought Tina on the show as my first real-life eco hero because she's doing a great job at helping to make green mainstream. Tina is a wife, mother of four, and a successful ecopreneur. She created online eco business Eco Party Box with her husband Jonathan from their home in South Australia and is a great example of someone who stayed true to her passions while still providing for her family. What I love about Tina is that she's so real and she's just so open and honest about the struggles she faces with living a green lifestyle. In this interview, we chatted about green guilt and just how Tina manages it when it hits her. I hope you enjoy this episode and get some great takeaways. So let's dive in. Have you always been a bit of a greenie or just did it come about suddenly? So when did you become green?
I think I've always been a hidden greenie. So, like, I became vegetarian at 15 and was always conscious of, like, the fireworks and car fumes and things like that, but never really did anything about it. I still kept living like any normal teenager. And I really think it started when I had got pregnant with my first child when I was 29. And even then, I didn't change the way I lived. I was just more conscious of it, like make sure he ate healthy and make sure I ate healthy. So I think it started with my well-being at first. But really, I think when I moved to Queensland, in the South Far North Queensland, pregnant with my second child, my girl, I started looking at cloth nappies and composting as well. So that's when it really started. And then slowly, I made changes from then. We moved back to Adelaide, and I moved to a suburb called Wollonga, which is a really green suburb. And the school I send my kids to is Wollonga Waldorf School. It's very much on green, being everything, not just like the toys are natural and the food is got to be from its most natural state. And it got me thinking about parties, and I was looking for products for my son's first birthday, and that's when it started, like how much plastic really is in our environment and everything. Mm-hmm. Just started making small changes, and I'm not perfect, I'll say that right
now. No, neither am I.
Still drive a car, and cars are hugest environmental impact, but yeah, I make changes, and I really think parties and food is the biggest waste, I think, in landfill, and that's how it started.
Yeah, totally. Well, food waste makes up 40% of a typical home in Australia of our waste stream. So you've hit the nail on the head straight away.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how our business started.
So you started with obviously looking at the food and plastics and stuff in your home, and then that led onto the business that you created. Would you like to have a chat about what that business is?
So it's called Eco Party Box, and we basically sell disposable party wear, but it's all better for the environment. So compostable and biodegradable tableware, plates, cutlery, cups, napkins, and then we go to decorations, and then we also go to like wedding favor boxes and like beautiful hessian bunting and toys that go into kids' boxes, and even lollipops. It still has plastic on it though, and that gets me. But you can compost.
These are the lily organic ones.
Yeah, I get the yummer.
Yum.
Yep. And it's just better. the food, it's like full sweet thing is just better than the typical lollies. Some people still want the sweet stuff, you know, like lollipops or something. Like, yeah, so we sell like wooden bamboo whistles, for example, and gemstone bracelets, stuff that's just comes from earth, but it's not plastic junk that gets chucked in the bin as soon as you get home because it breaks.
So I guess you're basically saying, so the your first son was approaching one and you were trying to get ready for his birthday party and looking for stuff out there?
My third son.
Your third son, yeah, right.
I wasn't into my first two children, I did more homemade parties, like I didn't use disposables.
Mm-hmm.
Then my third son turned, I didn't want to wash dishes.
Yeah, so, well, three children is a much different workload than one.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why it changed. I just didn't, because I didn't want to, I had more people coming from far away because we lived in Wollonga. And I just didn't want to wash dishes. And so that's what started me on it, having to buy disposables. And it was just supermarket plastic stuff that ends up in landfill. And from what I've researched, part of the mum did for me as a good little girl will still be in landfill. It hasn't biodegraded.
Yeah. Yeah, well, plastic can take, well, around about 500 years or so, plus some never degrades.
And that's, yeah, some doesn't. So that's what got us thinking. And our plates can be composted in our home compost, but not all our stuff is home compostable. You still need to go to a composting facility. And that's where I like to see changes in council and governments about that. And that's for future outlook.
Your to-do list in the future.
To get everything able to put in a green bin to compost our stuff. That's the next phase for us.
Yeah, so basically when it comes to environmental issues, what would you say you're the most passionate about?
Is plastic waste.
Plastic waste, yeah. For sure.
And another one for us is balloons. We don't sell balloons. It's more wildlife protection. Mm-hmm. People don't realise, they think we're a bit too green, the fact that we don't sell balloons. But balloons are very dangerous for kids. It's a choking hazard. Mm-hmm. And it's also, it kills a lot of wildlife.
So I have seen some balloon manufacturers tout to be a little bit more eco-friendly. Yeah. Is it natural latex or something like that? What's your take on those?
It still takes months to biodegrade. It's not instant. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's great if you dispose of it really correctly or take it to get composted. It's even a compost, it's biodegradable, so it still has toxic elements in it. Mm-hmm. And it takes 6 months to biodegrade. 6 months in the ocean is a long time.
Wow. So at your birthday parties, what would you use instead of balloons, or what could some of our listeners today put into place instead of balloons? I think a lot of us have grown up with having balloons at parties. So what are some of greener alternatives?
Well, flowers are always good. They're warm, natural. Yeah. But I use tissue pom-poms. Mm-hmm. And you can put them in, store them in a box and bring them out every party. You can just buy them once and you look up and you store them in a box and you can use them for every party. And I've got honeycomb ones.
Oh, great.
Which I'm showing you in my hands. which you can fold again and store it for next party. And I've used them so far for this year, 4 parties. And I just come out, I hang them up, and they look beautiful like balloons. They're round, they're bright colours. Bunting, you can make your own out of your old fabrics, or you could buy them everywhere now. Mm-hmm. And you can even get the kids on board making paper chains, you know, the old...
Oh, yeah, the link chains. We used to make them in kindergarten.
Yeah, you can make those. There's so many ways you can decorate your house without using balloons.
So with your business Eco Party Box, you've mainly been working on the retail of greener alternatives to party products.
Yes.
Is there any other aspect of parties where you've been working, I guess you're talking about wanting to get involved with some councils in the future maybe some education? What's next on the list for you?
Yes.
What other grand eco visions do you have?
Well, we're lucky in South Australia. We can actually put our parties in our green bin, especially in not all council districts, because it goes to a composting facility. But it's not Australia-wide. So I love to get the government on board to, like, get rid of plastic disposables altogether and just have all these compostable ones that people can buy anywhere. and that they can put in the green beans and compost. That's a long-term goal. Mm. And I know a few people out there are trying to do this as well. We're not the only ones. Especially like cafes as well. Yeah. Cafes use like the compostable cups to put them in a green bin, and it gets picked up by council to take to a composting facility. That's where I want to see our tableware go for the future. Let us have no more plastic or styrofoam still legal in Australia. I know they've banned it in a few countries around the world, like in New York.
Styrofoam.
Yeah, and that's just horrible stuff. Like it's. So that's a long term. Obviously, we can't do it ourselves. We need to get more people on board and other companies who do what we do as well.
Oh, well, you never know who's listening to this chat. Yes. They might say, Tina, I've got you. I've got a job for you.
Exactly. Yeah. So just really, I love it. I love to see no more plastic cups.
Let's delve a little bit behind the scenes now. And I'm really interested to know about what sort of eco things you just do in your day-to-day life. So what do you think that you're doing really well in sustainability? And what are some areas you'd might like to improve?
I do well with when I buy food. So I am with a co-op. I'm lucky to live in a beautiful part of South Australia.
You live in my favourite part of South Australia.
And I'm with a group of people. We buy our food in bulk, our fruit and veg and other things. And so there's no packaging involved, only what it comes in. And we will help get rid of the packaging, like whether we take the plastic stuff to be recycled at Coles or the boxes get put in the recycle bin. So that's my food, my fruit and veggies, and I shop at markets and at local organic meat places and markets. So food-wise, I think I do well. The stuff I don't do well with food, I make sure I get the packaging I know I can recycle, because Coles has a bin, which I don't like promoting to the markets. I'm not a big supermarket fan, but when I do, I take all my plastic bags, and if I buy porridge, for example, in a plastic, I make sure it goes into my plastic bag, and I recycle as much soft plastic, because you can't put hard plastic in a recycle bin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I'm a little bit out of the loop with that. I guess where I live, as you know, I'm in outback South Australia, and we've got one supermarket in town, and it's not Coles, so there isn't a, that softer plastic recycling option in the town where I am. Is it Coles the only supermarket that does that? Do you know?
No, I'm pretty sure they all do, but we've only got Coles around us, and Foodland, I'm pretty sure, do. I haven't checked that, you know, because I don't have Woolies close by. I don't shop at Woolies.
Yeah.
So I compost most food scraps. I love to be doing more of that. I do have a little veggie garden, which I try really hard to do, but I've got four kids.
I know.
I find it hard to be perfect, and I don't compost all my food scraps, I have to admit. I do most of it. When it gets full, my little area gets full, it's like, you know, I need to do more composting bins, I think. Clothing's a big one for me. I shop at secondhand shops for the family. I love to be able to buy like the beautiful organic fabrics, but it's expensive. Adds up. So I go to local op shops for clothing. So I think that's pretty cool.
For sure.
But it's not always. So I feel guilty about going to like W to buy clothes for my kids.
Yep, for sure.
For various reasons, not just eco-friendly reasons, but goes more
into for the ethical reasons too. Yeah, totally. When the tracky pants are $5 or something, as opposed to a $50 organic cotton one.
Exactly. So I feel guilty about that, but sometimes I just, my kids need jackets. I've got four kids. You can imagine. And another one is toys. And toys are a big one. Kids love the plastic toys.
Oh yeah, it's
grandma.
I know my as you know, I've got two boys too, and they love the Octonauts, and that's what they want.
Yeah.
So we just try and limit it. But I took a lot of different ways to do that. But really, when it comes down to the toys they want, it is those licensed.
Yes, it is.
They're brands.
It makes money making, and I don't know what's in the plastic too. And when they break so much. So I limit it. I don't totally ban it. And I always want to see the surprises at the supermarket.
Oh, really?
It's like,
You take your kids to the supermarket?
Sometimes I have to.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't take all four. No, sometimes I have to.
Same with mine. Mine run to aisle 9. That's where the toys are.
Yes.
Sometimes I just go with a tantrum. No. Yeah. Mum says no.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, sometimes I get pocket money and they mm-hmm. their money. So I'm like, okay, here's your money, buy what you want. Like $2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I always go for the stuff I don't buy.
So I guess we've touched a bit on green guilt. And I guess that's something I suffer myself too. And I think all our ego heroes do, because we've got this ideal in our mind of what we want to be doing, and we are so aware in sustainability and you know, I guess the ideal way we want to live. And of course, sometimes, like I said, you've got 4 children and a business and a husband and yourself. It's impossible to do it all. And I guess in the same in my life too. But I kind of like to think that, you know, eco-perfection isn't sustainable.
Yes.
And, you know, when we do strive for perfection, that's when we you know, we do slip up, and then, you know, it's just people tend to give up completely because it does become too hard. So with green guilt, and you obviously are aware that you suffer it yourself.
Yes, I do,
do you find that you're really hard on yourself, or what do you do when that negative talk is in your ear, you know, saying, oh, dear Tina, I can't believe you're buying another plastic toy or something like that, or you're in Big W, go home, you know, what's that person saying in your ear, your inside voice in your head? How do you deal with it?
I find it really hard, especially having an eco business, I think more so, because you want to be a good mum to your kids as well. But also you got to realise I'm only human and can't do it all. But how do I deal with it? Because it can be stressful. Mm. I can sometimes get really stressed out by it. So I just aware of what I buy. If I'm buying a plastic toy and stuff, I just go, you know, you're buying this, it's going to go. How long is it going to last? It's going to, you know, I'm going to recycle them or give them to Goodwill or resell. So I don't buy, like, the crappy things. So I guess that's how I deal with the guilt. I make a really conscious decision and make sure I'm still doing it in a good way.
Mm-hmm. It's a conscious choice. It's a conscious purchase.
I can never just go buy really cheap stuff, toys, like, for example. And with food, like, if I want to buy my kids, like, biscuits and I don't want to feel like baking them, I make sure I get the ones that I, like, come in the recycle containers that are more made at the premises more than the store bought. So I do still make conscious decisions. And if I do buy the really, you know, the ones that don't agree with me, it's all right, Tina.
What was that you say?
It's all right, Tina, you know, you don't do it every day.
And totally. You can start again tomorrow.
Yeah, and I'm conscious. I'm not totally ignorant to the environmental issues and the impact it has on us and animals and the world. I'm very aware of it. So I think I'm always conscious. Yeah,
for sure. You can't turn that conscious off.
So every decision is made. I'm never like, don't worry, you know, who cares? I don't ever have that. So I just know I'm doing good. So I know that I'm doing good. I'm doing the best I can and I'm okay.
That's great. You're doing fantastic. That's great advice. But one thing I do want to know, because I live in a small town, I know Wollonga's not that big too. So if you are walking around your local supermarket, chances are you're going to bump into people you know. Do you all of a sudden get really conscious of what's in your trolley, and are other people looking at, wonder what's in Tina's trolley, what's she buying today? Have you ever thought that?
I live in actually live in Aldinga Beach now, which is 10 minutes from Wollonga. Yeah, I do. I was thinking that the other day, actually, Laura. It's funny you say that, because I had like box cereal in my shopping trolley, and I bumped into someone. And I always had to feel like I had to justify it. Oh, yeah, it's a tough price and I can't be bothered making porridge or whatever I make today. But I realise everyone's in the same boat. No one's perfect. No one is. Everyone's doing the same thing, and they're all hiding their chocolates or whatever. But we're in the same boat and we're all allowed to have guilty pleasures, and and it's okay.
Yeah, totally. I'll share an experience with you, because obviously, you know, the town I live in, it's only about a population of 3,000 people now. And I guess I've had my business here for quite some time, Sustain a Baby, which is about to pass to a new owner. But it was earlier this year, and life had been really crazy. And I hadn't, because Sustain a Baby sold eco-disposable nappies, which you can't buy in the local supermarket here at all. Yeah. And my 2-year-old wasn't fully toilet trained, and we were going away for 2 weeks.
Oh, yes.
And I didn't have the stock of my eco disposables in the size that he was. And it's like, oh, we're about to leave out of town. And we went, and I went to the supermarket. Oh, meanwhile, I'd set up a cloth nappy program in town so all new parents could, you know, buy a cloth nappy starter kit through the council in collaboration with Sustainer Baby. So I was really the cloth nappy advocate. I love cloth nappies, yes. And I hate disposables, like hate them. And anyway, here we were about to go out of town and we didn't have any disposable nappies. And we were traveling quite a great distance. Just taking cloth with us wasn't going to work or work easily, and just weight, yeah, just with the volume of luggage and everything as well, which you have when you travel with kids. So yeah, I went to the supermarket and the big box of Huggies,
yes,
was on special, $33 for I don't know how many.
Yes.
And I bought it. And I had not bought a Huggies disposable nappy since my very first baby was like a week or two old when we were interstate where I had him.
Yes.
And we had disposables for 3 weeks before we got home on cloth. So here I was in my local supermarket, which I pretty much know everyone,
yes,
cannot escape, walking out with this big box of Huggies because it wouldn't fit in my reusable shopping bags. I was trying to hide it so people couldn't see. I just felt so guilty. But I had my speech ready. Like if anyone was going to pull me up or ask me what I was doing walking out with Huggies,
yes,
I was like, oh, you know, we've run out of vehicle disposals and we're going traveling and, you know, not quite toilet trained and blah, blah, blah. And I thought, why do I have to justify, yes, that?
Yeah.
But you feel you did. That was that, yeah, guilt on me, like, oh, gosh. And trying to hide it in the bag, and I was embarrassed to be seen to be buying these things, yeah, when, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's at that time. It's yeah. Sometimes when we're not organised and we have to take shortcuts, exactly, or things happen, and
I had the same experience when I went to Noosa, and I realised I didn't have enough nappies, and I had to stop at a server for nappies. My son wasn't toilet trained, and I had to buy Huggies, and I felt so guilty. Don't tell my husband, don't tell him when I bought Huggies.
Yeah, I know.
For my a trip to Queensland, because I didn't pick enough of my eco disposables, which I still feel guilty about. Like you say, you hate all disposables. Even getting eco disposables, I feel guilty using.
Yeah, same, totally, because they still have intense resources. They're single use, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
So use and dispose. They might break down, but, well, they do, but they still take a while to break down.
Yeah.
And all the resources to make them, and
yes,
as opposed to cloth, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. So I understand, yeah, they have that guilt. And you have that, speech preparing thing is very real for you too.
That's funny.
Everything. Yeah, especially because in my community, people are very food conscious as well. So health conscious, and, you know, the whole raw food.
Yeah, it's big down on the Fleury,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's big. And so I mean, so when I say guilty, like even having chocolate, not like Cadbury chocolate, is a big guilt for me because it's not this raw garret.
It's not your raw one that you've made at home with the cacao butter.
So
yeah,
it works for everywhere. Because food's my next big thing I'm passionate about too. So
yeah, same.
Like, yeah, especially in kids' parties.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, they're not feeding them crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I do, hide things.
Yeah.
But you don't need to. Why justify it? It's okay. We just, you know, we're not perfect.
It's okay. And we are where we are.
Yeah.
At where we are right now is a right place where we are on our eco journey, and we've come a long way, and we've still got steps to go, yes, to where we go. And we're learning all the time as well, which is,
yeah,
which is what we need to remind ourselves as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh. Oh, great. So we're about to wrap up now. So this is the plug. So what would you like to tell us about your business, Eco Party Box? Where can we find you? And if you've got any great things that you're doing recently that you'd like to promote at Eco Party Box.
Okay, yes. So Eco Party Box, www.ecopartybox.com.au is that website. We're an online business and we send all over Australia. We have a Facebook page too, and on Instagram and Twitter and Pinterest, so it's just under Eco Party Box.
Mm-hmm.
And we all our Christmas stocks in now, so we have for Christmas time, gift tags and cards and some beautiful Merry Christmas pension bunting. And we do use letters, so sign up to our newsletter if you want. You get codes for discounts and promos and things if you sign up to our newsletter.
Great. It sounds fantastic. So I'm sure for all our listeners with their Christmas parties coming, for even birthday parties.
Yes, and we have coloured stock. I should mention we have coloured stock as well, which is only one in Australia. But
Tell me more about that.
Coloured. So we do. It's a brand that we've got from America called Sussy Party, and we sell their coloured plates, cups, napkins, and we've also our only manufactured product that Eco Party Box does is coloured cutlery, fork, spoons, and knives, which are looks like plastic, but it's compostable in a composting facility. And we have them in all colours, red, pink, blue, yellow, white, black, green as well. Right, and which you can line it because everything's brown in Eco World. So it can be a bit more
Beige. Like the Australian landscaping land, beige. Yeah. Apart from Roxby where it's orange, but beige.
Yeah. So it makes it a little bit colourful here, want a bit of colour.
So your husband, Jonathan, he works in the business as well?
Yes, he does. So we are a true home business. So we actually still have two kids at home as well. We homeschool one of our children for personal reasons. And we don't put them in childcare, which shocks a lot of people. We actually work with our two kids at home. We do have grandparents that come and take them away some days. So we can, especially on our busy days, which is Mondays, for packing. So we work. He's just come in.
On cue, just walk straight in. Yeah.
So we work, with children at home. So I think that's pretty cool.
It is cool. I guess they grow up learning
they're
all about being an entrepreneur and running a business, and it's part of the family, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And my husband does a lot of the website and sourcing products. He does a lot. So he probably works on it more than me. I work probably 3 days a week.
Yeah. You work 7 days a week. You got four kids.
Exactly. I work 24/7.
Now, this wasn't a question that was in the list, but what does Tina do to relax? How do you have a break? How do you step away from your business or away from your family? What do you do to treat yourself?
I don't do it often enough, but I try and meet up with my girlfriends if I can. I have a mum group I catch up with. I haven't for a while. Already with my kids. But for just for me, I like when my kids are asleep putting a DVD on my computer and watching trashy TV.
Just zone out.
Right now.
Watch Love Actually or Dirty Dancing or something like that.
Vampire Diaries is the series.
Vampire Diaries?
Yeah.
I've never watched them.
Yeah. My sister's much, much younger than me, and she's got the disc set, so I just grabbed it. So I watch that some nights, so one episode a day. A cup of tea and talk with my husband is another way I relax.
Yeah.
We just sit down with a cup of tea together. You can imagine we're both working on it.
Yeah.
Really.
Working together, living together.
Yeah.
Raising kids together. It's busy. Homeschooling together.
Yes.
Wow. You're amazing.
So it's pretty full on. But I'm so happy though with that, Dawna. I love walking into my back garage. Our business is in a big garage. With an office. This is the office here in a big garage. I love being able to just walk out of the house into the office, but I'm still can hear my kids or they can still find me and. I love that working for
them. Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
You're doing a fantastic job and a true mumpreneur.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for sharing your story with us today, Tina. You're one of South Australia's eco heroes, and it's just so lovely to know you and to actually have met you in person several times as well.
Thanks.
I love your little business and love watching it grow and wish you all the best, particularly with tackling plastic waste. That's a big one.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Long way to go, but bit by bit. Thank you so much, and thanks for doing what you do too.
So there you have it, Tina Hart from Eco Party Box. So be sure to head over to her website, ecopartybox.com.au, and check out all the exciting and fun environmentally friendly party supplies just in time for those Christmas and New Year parties. Take care, and I'll catch you next time. Thanks for listening to the EcoChat podcast. I'm Laura Trotter. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love you to subscribe, share with your friends, and leave a review in iTunes. And if you're keen to continue the conversation, head on over to my website, lauratrotter.com, where you can also pick up your free copy of my e-guide, 11 Steps to Ecofire Your Home and Your Life. Catch you there.